We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to invite you today to our vintage worship service that is going to be at 11 a.m., 165 North Grove Street, Merit Assembly of God. If you're just sitting at home twiddling your thumbs, you don't have anything to do, why not come out and join us, worship the King, study the Word of God, and grow in your faith. Don't just sit there and watch soap operas or Judge Judy or whoever, whatever judge program is on, or the whatever you might be tempted just to sit there and squander the day. Why don't you come out and join us at 11 a.m. today as we grow in our worship of Jesus Christ. And so today, if you have awakened and you have found your air conditioning unit not working sufficiently, you might want to call Creative AC Solutions, Bill Andriak, 759-3284. Creative AC Solutions, they can get you back up and running. They've helped some listeners on the radio program here before that had been told that they needed a new unit. They called Creative AC Solutions and went out there, and Bill told them that they didn't need a new unit, that he was able to get them back up and running and saved them a good deal of money. And so if your AC is not working, I'm not saying he's not going to be able to, or, you know, that he would never tell you that you don't need a new unit. And if you need a new unit, he'll tell you. But if you need some help staying cool this summer, 759-3284. And for a few more days here, we're going to mention Shiloh Adventure Camp. You know, when I was a kid, my dad would come home. He'd got up at 6 o'clock, gone to work, worked in the heat all day, come home at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. And he would say, "How was your day?" And us kids, we would say, "Oh, we were bored." You know, right now school actually just got out a couple of days ago, now that I think about it. And if your kids are running out of things to do already, or you think they might, give Shiloh Adventure Summer Camp a call. It is for boys and girls ages 8 through 15. There is 1 week, week number 5, that's for ages 10 through 15. And they can help you fight the boredom with your kids. It also might give mom and dad a break this summer, and help your kids to grow in their faith. So if you'd like more information, call them at 321-452-3943. Again, that's 321-452-3943. That you could also find out more information at Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-H, adventure.com, shilohadventure.com. If you speak with Laura, tell them, well, whoever you speak to there, tell them you heard about it on the Refresh radio broadcast. So we're going to get back into the book of Acts chapter 10 today. Acts chapter 10. By the way, I want to invite you, if you've got boys and girls that you would like to help them in their learning to follow Jesus, we offer Christian boys and girls ministries on Wednesday night. In the past couple of weeks, few weeks, there have been very national, very popular programs that have been for boys and girls, and both of them have come out in positions that, I would be honest with you, I would not want my boy, my son, my daughter to grow up under. And if you're looking for a Christian ministry to grow up, all of our leaders are background checked. They're active in our congregation. I'm one of those people. And so I even do a background check on myself. And so that's where we are. We take it very seriously. We don't take anything for granted. And so if you would like your boys or girls, your sons or daughters, to be trained in the Word of God and have a good time doing it, why don't you check out our Boys and Girls Ministry program, our Royal Rangers and Girls Ministries. We meet Wednesday nights, 6:30, 6 o'clock we start serving dinner. So we actually serve food beforehand. We're not serving steak or filet mignon. I want you to know that. We're, you know, kids' fare. We feed them. We have a brief time of worship and some games. And then we get into our various age-appropriate classes, boys in boys' classes, girls in girls' classes. So why don't you check that out tonight at 6:30. I'd also like to invite you to our service this coming Sunday. We are celebrating our 63rd anniversary. Actually, God is speaking a fresh word into my life, and I'm speaking that to our congregation. And I would love to have you come and be a part of us as we launch into our 64th year of ministry. You know, some churches are dying after they've been in existence for 60-some years, but we're actually growing, and we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. If God has called you into the ministry, we have ministry opportunities available. There are some positions. I'm talking to just about every pastor that I know, trying to find someone who can help us to do a better job of sharing Jesus with our community, every age demographic in our community. So Acts chapter 10, verse number 21 is where I'm going to begin reading today. It says, "Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, 'Yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come?' And they said, 'Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you.' Then he invited them in and lodged them. On the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the following day, they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them, and he had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, 'Stand up, I myself am also a man.' And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. Then he said to them, 'You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. I ask then, for what reason have you sent for me?'" We're going to stop the reading there today. And so we're looking at this. Peter responds to them. He says, "I'm the guy that you're looking for. What reason have you come?" And they begin to explain to him how they came to be there. They described the one whom they worked for, Cornelius the centurion, and they described his reputation. He's a just man. He's one who fears God, and he has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews. Okay? Those are three wonderful attributes to have: being a man who treats other people fairly, one who walks in reverence of God, and number three is that people in the community understand that this man has a good reputation. And so I would just encourage you, it doesn't say that good reputation was just among a few select, but it says among all the nation of the Jews. Every Jewish person that knew him recognized that he treated people fairly. They also recognized his position as a centurion. They recognized that he walked in reverential awe of God, and he had a good reputation amongst them. I believe that you and I should be walking as people who know their God. One of my favorite verses in the King James Bible is that it says, "And those that knew their God shall do great exploits." Those that know their God shall do great exploits. And I believe that you and I, we need to take God off of the back burner of our lives and put him onto the foreburner of our lives, the front burner. I believe that we need to make God a higher priority. Now, I want to share with you this. What I'm preaching right now, it's something that God spoke to me several weeks ago, and that is that we need to partake of the blessings that are ours because of the God to whom we belong. So many times we can get busy. I'll be honest with you. There are times when my schedule begins to get, hyperactive. I know that you can break the sound barrier. They say you can't break the light barrier, but sometimes my schedule just gets very, very busy. And I don't want to be guilty of doing things for God. I want to be doing things with God. I want to be doing God's things with God's power, God's wisdom, and God's provision. I want to be doing those things with God's people. And so at Merit Assembly of God, and I do want to invite you out to our service this coming Sunday. We're going to be having a great time, a great celebration because of the word that God has laid upon me. And I encourage you to come. Cornelius was known as, these were his officers, or these were the servants who served him. And he said, this is the reputation he has among your people. And I just love that people who worked for him acknowledged what a great reputation that he had. I pray that they would do that for us as well. And it says in verse number 22, he was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you. Okay? And so what they have just done is they've explained, Peter, the reason that Cornelius isn't here himself is because those weren't the instructions that he received. The instructions that he received were for him to send for you to come to his house and that you would share certain words with him. And now, all of a sudden, everything is on Peter. He's already been told to go with them, doubting nothing. We've talked about that. And so he's going to go. He's going to make the journey. He now knows that he's going to be going to this centurion's house. You've got to remember, Rome was the occupying force over Israel at this point in time. And so Peter would be going to someone's house that a casual observer might think that he was coordinating with the enemy, if you would. He was going and meeting with this oppressive government representative, and then they say, and he's going to hear words from you. Up until a few minutes ago, in the timeline of this story, Peter was just waiting for lunch to take place. Now he has had this vision. He's had this communication from God that he's still, coming to grips with. He comes down, hearing these men that the Spirit says, hey, you need to go with them, and for I have sent them. And now he begins to dialogue with them, and they say, by the way, you've got a message that God said was very important for Cornelius to hear. Cornelius is waiting to hear this message. And Peter doesn't have that message yet. That's one of the reasons why we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, whenever you stand in front of kings and those in authority, don't worry about what you are going to say, for in that very moment, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. And so I believe that there was a lot of praying, a lot of praying fast that was going on. And Peter's doing a lot of listening as he makes this journey to Cornelius' house. God, what do you want me to say? It's so important that you send an angel to have them come for me so I can come to their house and preach. And God, I don't really know what this message is at this point in time. But we'll find out in just a little bit. So once Peter hears the reason that they have come, he does a remarkable thing. He does a remarkable thing. Then he invited them in and lodged with them. He extended an invitation. You know, one of the things that they taught me when I was in retail is they said, never be afraid to ask for the sale. If you're the salesman, never be afraid to ask them to buy the product that you have just shown them. If they have come in with a need and you've explained to them the features and the benefits, then don't be afraid to ask them to go ahead and make the purchase. And if they don't, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily rejecting you. It just means that they need more explanation of what the product is going to be able to do for them. And so one of the things that we try and do at Merit Assembly of God is we try every service to give people an invitation to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. There are some people on television, and there are some people that say some very critical things. Whenever people ask me to make critical statements about other ministers, the first thing, and I talked about this just the other day on when it came to authority and jurisdiction, is I ask myself, do I have authority and jurisdiction over this person? If I do not, if I don't have a relationship, if I'm not a superior over them, I might have an opinion, but it is just that. It's an opinion, and it's an opinion I should probably keep to myself. But one of these individuals never closes their broadcast without giving the people who are watching an opportunity to ask Jesus to be the Lord of their life. In our bulletin, we still do a bulletin at our church. In our bulletin, every week is an opportunity. It instructs people on how to ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins and be the Lord of their life. We have come up with a little card that people can fold up and put in their wallet so that every time that they're out in the community, if the Holy Spirit leads them to someone, that they are equipped to be able to invite them into a relationship with Jesus Christ. But let me backtrack just a moment here, because Peter invited them into Simon the Tanner's house, not Simon Peter's house. He invited them in, and he lodged with them. Now, if you will turn over to Acts chapter 11, verse number 1, it says, now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God, and when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, get this, you went in to uncircumcised men and you ate with them. So this is not a meeting of pleasantries that takes place in Acts chapter 11. It's a contentious issue. It is people who are bringing Peter up on charges, if you will, and the charge that they are bringing is twofold, that you had fellowship with people who weren't Jewish, and you ate a meal with them. You actually ate a meal with them. Wow. How I wish that every one of our church folks throughout Brevard County were able to have the same charges laid against them. Can I ask you a question? How many unbelievers do you know? How many unbelievers people who have not yet asked Jesus to be the Lord of their life, how many of those are you comfortable getting to know in a manner such as with eating with them? You know, I don't think that we need to be afraid of people. Now, understand that the scripture says bad company corrupts good character. And so I'm not saying that we marry them. I'm not saying that we buy into their philosophy and their ideals, but I'm saying get to know them. You could look in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 is a tremendous passage of scripture. And Jesus, when he sent the disciples out, he says, but in verse number 5 of Luke chapter 10, but whatever house you enter first, say peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, the very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. And so there were four things that were take place in Luke chapter 10 that Jesus told them. He said, when you go out to a city, bless them. Bless them. Say, peace be unto this house. It doesn't cost you anything to give someone a compliment. When I was in retail, I shared this story recently in one of my messages. I got so tired of just having the mundane conversation. Hi, how are you today? Good. Glad to see you. Is there anything we can help you with? No, we're just looking. Okay, thank you. I'll be right over here if you need anything. I'll be more than glad to assist you. I got tired of that conversation. So people would come into the store and I'd say, congratulations. And they'd say, congratulations for what? And I said, well, I'm sure you've done something that is merit worthy. Something's worthy of doing congratulations for. And you and I, we can bless people with peace. We need to be as much as possible keeping the spirit of unity and the bond of peace. Okay? That's what we can do. The very first blessing a person will ever have is having their sins forgiven by Jesus Christ. I believe that that is the very first blessing. It says, so bless them, establish a relationship with them, and it says, and remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give you. Okay? And so what he says is you begin to have fellowship. You begin to build relationship. I believe that most people who are going to be one to the kingdom of God are going to be one by people that they know. You may not be the one who extends the invitation. They may say a prayer when they come to church, but it is going to be because of the person that they know that they ended up in that church in the first place. So I want to encourage you to be intentional about building relationships because you love people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He loves people. We are not looking for just another notch on our belt, another star on our helmet. We are looking to build relationship with people because we love people. If you do not love people, if you do not like people, you need to spend some time with Jesus because Jesus loves people. He loves people of faith, and he loves people that he wants to come to faith. And so there are ministries, our missions ministries, it covers an entire gamut of various cultures. We are intentional about equipping people so that they can build relationship with people who do not know Jesus. And I could share with you some powerful, powerful stories that happened just because the relationship was built. And then step number 3 that's described here in Luke chapter 10 is it says, meet the needs that you have. How does it say that? It says, when you are eating such things that are set before you, heal the sick. Heal the sick. We believe in supernatural healing. We're going to be praying for people to be healed this coming Sunday. This Sunday, that is what I am preaching on, is healing. Now, it's not that I'm just preaching on it, but I believe that God is able to heal people of infirmity and sickness and disease, not just individuals, but in groups. And so we are preaching it, we are praying for it, we are believing for it, and we want to see people made whole. I mean, I love to hear testimonies of people being healed. And then the last thing that Jesus says is, when you have blessed them, when you have built relationship with them, when you have met their felt needs, whether it's healing in their body or whatever it might be, he says, then proclaim that the kingdom of God has come near you. And so you and I want to encourage you. A lot of times we flip this around and we want to preach the message. We want to see if God will heal them. Then we want to build relationship, and then we'll see if we're going to be able to. And we get it all backwards. All backwards. When God wants us to be a blessing and build relationship and meet needs, and then people's hearts will be prepared to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And you know what? At one point in time, I had a job, to give you an idea of how long ago it was. I'll just tell you, it was probably 13 years ago. 13 years ago, I had this retail job, and I was already doing a lot of ministry stuff, and here's what happened. I loved it. I loved it because here's what I realized. I was around a lot more people that needed Jesus when I was working shoulder to shoulder with them than I had been previously. So I want to encourage you, don't hide your light under a bushel. Get out there in the midst of the darkness and shine for the glory of God. Let's pray, shall we? Father, I want to thank you for this glorious day. I want to thank you, God, for equipping us and empowering us. God, I thank you that Jesus lives in our heart. Lord, we're not here to just curse the darkness, but to overcome the darkness by seeing Jesus shine. I pray, God, that you would use the men and women who listen to this program, and Lord, that you would build your kingdom through them. Lord, help them. Show them people who need a friend. Show them people that you are preparing for them to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all